This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the DJV program for Tuesday. It's the 15th of October. The Ides of October are upon us as Victoria and Kara and I try to bring you up to date on what's going on. I would say the biggest buzz in terms of issue-oriented conversation, the trending story, is this policeman in Fort Worth, Texas, who fatally shot a woman through her bedroom window. He's been charged with murder. His name is Aaron Dean. He's white. It's the same old story. White cop shoots black woman, black person. She was 28 years old, just sitting in her home. There was no reason for this whatsoever. This guy should be strung up by his thumbs, as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing, there's no way that they're going to find anything
to
justify.
Well, he was caught on video. His body cam footage shows that he didn't even announce that he was a police officer. He didn't even give her a chance.
But why was he there in the first place? That was a question.
Because the neighbor called for a wellness check. And now the neighbor...
What does that mean, wellness check? What does that
mean? Meaning it's not an emergency, and it could be... He said the neighbor saw the lights were on and the front door was open. So she had, like, a storm door that was closed, and then the main front door behind it was open, and lights were on, and it was 2:30 in the morning. So I guess maybe the neighbor was up as well and looked over and saw the house and said that... See, this is where I get a little confused with the neighbor. The neighbor said he knew that she was home with her 8-year-old nephew. So if you know her that well and you know that she's there at 2:30 in the morning with her nephew, why wouldn't you just go out yourself and go knock on the door and make sure she's okay?
Why
if
was
you're that
she
concerned...
Why was she up at 2:30 in the morning?
That's another thing we'll never know. She was apparently playing video games with her 8-year-old nephew.
At 2:30 in the morning. Well, he's the one that witnessed this, right? He saw the whole thing.
Well, I guess, yeah. I'm not sure what exactly he saw once the police arrived. I don't know, but this seems... I mean, you would think, I would hope, that this would be a pretty open and shut case of absolute negligence and totally unjustifiable homicide.
Yeah.
So, I hope.
Yeah.
If it doesn't go that way, then...
Well, so he's out on bail or bond. You were asking how that works.
Mm-hmm.
How do you put up money, as I was explaining, you are able to... I don't know how I know this. I just... I do know a couple of friends who have had people...
Yeah, a couple
of
friends who've been arrested. Not you.
I just said to Kara during the break, because she asked me about how the bail bond stuff works, and I said, actually, I don't really know. I said, Doug's the only person I know who's ever been arrested.
Right. That's true.
I literally don't know anyone else but you.
And I had to put a $50 bond in order to get out of jail to assure that I was going to show up in court the next morning.
So that's essentially what it is, right? So if you have collateral...
If it's dollar amount, you got collateral like a home. Most of the time it's put on... The bail bondsman will, in a sense, put a mortgage on your house. And that's how he... If you don't have the cash, that's how he gets his money back. If you skip, that's basically what you want to do is protect yourself from... or be protected from skipping. So there's that. I'm trying to figure out... Let me move along here a little bit. There a couple of other sort of squirrely things going on. This British teenager who was killed when the wife of an American diplomat crashed into his motorcycle last summer. They have seen, or I guess the woman wrote an apology, but they didn't get the apology. It was only the news media. She's not been in contact with him directly. So how does this work? She wrote an apology and it got into the news media, but 7 weeks later they've never seen the actual apology. One would wonder what that is all about. And then it brings into question whether or not diplomats ought to be immune from things like this. This kid was just riding his motorcycle along a roadway in a small village. It was in
Was she driving a car? I don't know the full story. So she was driving
on the wrong side of the road and hit him head on.
Jeez.
Yeah, well, that happens a lot to people who don't know how to drive in England.
I know.
They drive on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, I guess she's agreed. Apparently, the parents are coming to the U.S., and I guess she's agreed to meet with them. And I think they're saying, do the right thing. They at least want...
What is the right thing?
To turn herself in. I don't... I mean, that's what I'm assuming the right thing would be. She killed somebody. Whether it was an accident or not, she directly resulted in the death of someone. And she hasn't even been interviewed by the police in the U.K., and I think that's mostly what they want, is some kind of investigation to take place. Because apparently she just got to leave the country, and nothing has happened to her so far. So... I don't know. It's kind of the same as the police
situation. With yourself?
Yeah.
It's like, what kind of a crapola person are you? If that's your MO, that's what you're going to do. You're going to, I killed someone. Oh, well, I'm just going to go back to my life in America now. I don't know. I expect more from women. And that's nothing against men, but I just expect more humanity and empathy from women. And for a woman to do that kind of a thing and react that way, it's disgraceful.
Well, the whole thing is pretty disgraceful, actually, when you get right down to the brass tacks of it. Protecting people like that, diplomatic immunity is abused regularly, frankly, by a lot of people who just, the arrogance speaks for itself. Speaking of that, Giuliani is in the focus. Rudy, do I have to, if I say either Giuliani or Rudy, we know about whom we are speaking, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Got paid $500,000 for the work he did for a company in the Ukraine. This guy, who was a businessman, did a lot of work with Americans, was arrested on campaign finance charges. So how does that play into all of this? But is it the campaign in Ukraine or a campaign here?
Well,
so
campaign
much
finance, because those two goons that got arrested at JFK
they look
on
like
their
a
way
couple
out.
Of beauties, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They
had illegally funneled money into a super PAC for Trump, and apparently Giuliani was involved with that. That's what they're looking into.
Mm-hmm. Hunter Biden has admitted making a political mistake. The implications that don't look good for his father, does that get him out of it? He says it was poor judgment on his part. Does that get him out of it, or get him off the hook, or get his father off the hook?
He didn't do anything illegal. And that the thing that really, we're so focused on all this meaningless stuff right now. And there are really big problems going on in the world that I don't think we're paying attention to. Back when Obama was president, this was all investigated. This was all looked into. And the Republicans did it. They investigated all of this, and nothing came of it. They found that Hunter Biden didn't do anything wrong. Was he unqualified to sit on a board of that company? Yeah. But a lot of unqualified people with big names sit on boards. We know that. So all of this has already been investigated. If they want to dig through it again, fine. Waste more taxpayer dollars, I guess, right? That's where we are now. That's all we do. Yeah. Every little thing is an investigation, and it's ridiculous.
It's not their money.
Get some policy done. Get some bills passed. I'm so sick of no one doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, the FAA has been criticized, along with Boeing, for the issues that surround the 737 MAX. This is a report by a panel of international aviation safety experts. It says that the FAA and Boeing, in cahoots with each other, they didn't really develop and certify the Boeing 737 MAX appropriately.
Because the FAA said to Boeing, we don't need to inspect it. You guys can inspect on your own. We trust you.
yeah. So now American Airlines has pushed back any potential use of the MAX to the beginning of next year. Other airlines are saying they're going to wait and see what's going on because I think at the moment American and Southwest have the largest in their fleet. They both have, I think American's got 24 of them and Southwest got 29 of them. They're all sitting on the ground. But the thing is, they're not paying for them. But they both the airlines stopped, as they ought to, paying for the planes after all of this flap developed, and they canceled their orders. American went right to Airbus and replaced some of the, I think they had an order for 50 of these, and they're going to keep what they have, apparently, if they can use them, but they don't want any more of them.
How would anyone ever feel safe flying on one of them?
I won't fly on one of them.
I wouldn't want to.
Nope, not me. I'm not getting on them. Interesting, with Boeing, I don't know if you saw this or not. I thought it was kind of, they can't build planes now, so they'll buy, they're going to build cars. Porsche has partnered with Boeing on a plan for an electric flying car. They were, they want to develop concept flying vehicles. That's a new division at Boeing. And the first partnership is with Porsche to transport people in urban settings, says Boeing. They're also, I guess Airbus is getting into this as well. And there's some other, didn't we talked about Dyson having a flying car, but that's not working so well. Apparently,
Dyson the vacuum
company.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
that guy is an inventor, so that's not surprising, really.
Yeah, no, it isn't surprising at all.
He's got a lot of cool inventions.
Yeah, Boeing conducted a test flight of an aerial car that could accommodate 2 to 4 passengers and fly 50 miles an hour. No, I'm sorry, fly 50 miles. Won't do very well if it flies at 50 miles an hour. And then Airbus has done the same thing. They're showing a prototype of a passenger vehicle in partnership with another brand at Volkswagen. So they have the Volkswagen, the Audi, and the Porsche. All they're developing flying versions of them with either Boeing or Airbus. How do you like that? I just cannot wrap myself around, nor do I want to wrap myself around the idea of a flying car.
Well, we were actually watching Back to the Future Part 2 last night when they go ahead into the future of year is 2015.
Is that with a locomotive that does...
No, that's the third one. That's the when they go back to the Old West. And the second one is when they go ahead, and I'm saying in big air quotes there, they go ahead from 1985 to 2015, and it's all flying cars everywhere. Yeah. And we were just laughing. We're like, oh, my God, that would have been 4 years ago that we would have all the flying cars. I can't believe we don't have a single flying car yet.
Well, are you going to be the first one to ride in?
I would love that. Oh, I want to drive it. I wouldn't want to ride. I'd be the pilot.
All right. Victoria is the pilot. This is the DJV program. All of you have helped a lot to build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is. We sell a lot of pillows courtesy of my announcements and the people who want to have really good sleeping habits, good sleeping facilities, if you will. So the fact that the folks at MyPillow have decided to give back to you, listeners to the DJV program, things like pillows, the BOGO deal right now. Buy one pillow, get another one free. And then there are the other things that you can find when you go into MyPillow.com. They have a listener special tab, and you use the DJV code to get the discounts, 50, 55, 60, 65%. Right now, there is a mattress topper deal. This is the most comfortable mattress topper you'll ever own. Helps relieve pressure points, gives comfort and support to your back, helps regulate the temperature of the bed, all that good stuff. Read all the testimonials and then buy using the promo code DJV. This offer will expire, so take advantage of it right now. Again, go to the new radio listener special tab. Get the discounts for the MyPillow products, including the BOGO. Buy one, get one free. Promo code DJV. The radio specials at MyPillow.com.
Geico presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire, but with Geico, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This guy's not a hot mama, he's a hot papa, right? If Jennifer were here, she'd be all over this Trace Adkins story. Apparently, Mr. Adkins has married a lady named Victoria Pratt, his girlfriend, tied the knot there over the weekend in New Orleans, a ceremony officiated by Blake Shelton. No, who knew he had to be? He must have spent that $189 to become an honorary minister. Joining us in congratulating Trace and Victoria, they tied the knot yesterday in New Orleans. A post from Adkins' official Instagram account shared their first wedding photos. Among the well-wishers left in the comment section of Adkins' update was a message from Shelton's girlfriend, Gwen Stefani. Congrats. That's the news. Hardly. Okay, we're getting down to the real minutia.
Apparently, she's invested in the country community now that she's with Blake. So.
Yep.
Oh, that really is. Yes. Okay. There you go.
Well, she actually reposted video of Blake performing the ceremony.
Ah. Okay.
That's kind of how everyone found out, actually. Gwen is really the one, who kind of leaked it out, and then it started spreading.
I got it. Okay. So maybe that's the thing. I haven't looked at the Facebook page yet to see what's posted from my son's wedding over the weekend. So two big weddings.
Lots of stuff on Instagram.
Yes, right. You looked at it and you thought it was looked like fun, yeah?
It looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great.
61 people got tattooed. Did you know that?
Yeah. And I was not one of them.
Yeah. Well, the bride's mother got a tattoo.
Yeah, and her father, both of them did. Yes.
Wow.
The mother and father. She came up to me afterwards. We became great friends. Her name is Mindy. She said, "Look." And she showed me that her on her wrist where she got the tattoo.
What did she get? Did it have BNS on it?
No.
Why did everyone get a snake tattoo?
I don't know. I don't get that at all. I didn't get it. I got the removable tattoo, which I still have in my hand. The
so
heart
it's not
with
that removable?
BS. No, it isn't actually. I've washed it and it hasn't come off. But it's okay. I don't mind that. It didn't hurt. I'm next musically at 26 after here on the DJV program. We go to Dolly Parton. And the movie 9 to 5, the song, the debut. This was Dolly Parton's first big movie, I think, wasn't it? 9 to 5?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Became the highest grossing comedy film of the year 1980. Also earned Dolly an Oscar nomination and a pair of Grammy Awards for the theme song 9 to 5. So apparently, There's a new documentary that's going to dissect 9 to 5, which had Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda as co-workers who decided to hold their sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot of a boss hostage. That was Dabney Coleman, remember? That he's a very well-known character actor. And they transformed their oppressive workplace into one that had equality and opportunity, that sort of thing. So, and now, you know, we have a lot of this stuff in the Me Too movement now, a lot of focus on this. Spawned a short-lived TV series also, Broadway musical, which actually is still running in the West End of London, 9 to 5, resonating with audiences here and around the world. So in
it's
celebration...
Well on Broadway, too. People love
yeah, it. Yeah, yeah. No, it's a great premise. It's, you know, a lot of fun and good message. So the celebration of the influence of this movie and its message, the legacy is going to be revisited next year with Still Working 9 to 5. This is a documentary featuring new interviews with the stars of the film and some of the stage stars and TV series. All of the stars in the movie, Dolly and Lily and Jane, will be interviewed. The documentary will serve to mark the film's anniversary by highlighting issues that remain problematic in the workplace. Dolly says, it's 40 years now and still important. Shane McAnally, is that how you pronounce
McNally.
His name?
McNally,
is that?
Right? McAnally.
Okay.
He's the guy who works with Casey Musgraves, I think, right?
Yeah.
Karen?
Going to contribute.
Yeah.
Right. Write an original score for the film, that sort of thing. With all the inspiration around this movement for income equality and how music was a central character in the 9 to 5, the original 9 to 5, who knows, we might incorporate some of the iconic Dolly songs as well as some new classics as well. So the Kickstarter campaign for Still Working 9 to 5 is underway to help produce it. So that's the story of 9 to 5 Redux, as they say, 28 after the hour. Just a step on
the bus. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. I'm back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The vice president saying President Trump is calling on Turkey now to stop its invasion of northern Syria. Mike Pence telling reporters
to implement an immediate ceasefire and to begin to negotiate with Kurdish forces in Syria to bring an end to the violence.
Pence also announcing that he's heading to Turkey to further discuss the situation in Syria. Turkey's military having moved into northern Syria after President Trump decided to pull U.S. troops out of that region. 12 presidential candidates will face off tonight in the latest Democratic debate, this one airing live from Ohio on CNN. The San Francisco Bay Area rattled by an earthquake last night. Initial reports are it was a magnitude 4.5, centered about 19 miles northeast of Oakland. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The hour on the DJV program Tuesday, the 15th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The lack of presence of Jennifer is because she's in Hawaii.
Jealous.
Oh. Yeah, doing what she says is an important broadcast. Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. It's an important vacation week.
Mm-hmm. All right.
She deserves it. She works hard.
Some of the candidates set to take the stage tonight in the next Democratic presidential debate are, the gun control issue, I guess, is one of their all trying to gain some sort of attention in the media. So what's the snap picture here as far as you can see, Victoria?
This debate is hosted by CNN and the New York Times, so it's a joint effort. All the usual suspects are there. The only thing that's different, two things. Tulsi Gabbard is back. She, you may remember, she is the representative from Hawaii. She left her campaign a few months ago to go back on active duty. She is in the military. Now she's back. Actually, last in the September debate, she didn't qualify. You know, you need 2% of whatever, a poll or whatever it is, money and all that stupid stuff. But anyway, so she didn't qualify for that, probably because people didn't know that she was back on the campaign trail. She qualified for this one, so she'll be there tonight. And then the other interesting, potentially interesting twist is businessman Tom Steyer. This is going to be the first time he will be on the stage at a presidential debate. Mm-hmm. Now, he has been, I am not familiar with him. I know he, I believe, is like a Wall Street guy.
Yes.
He's been very popular in California. He's been very opposed to Trump from the beginning. He raised a lot of money for, I guess he was going to raise money for a specific Democratic candidate. He didn't really like anybody, I guess, and so now he's running himself.
Why not
so
me?
Tonight, yeah, so, and he's got lots and lots of money. So tonight we will finally hear from him, and who knows, maybe he'll say something interesting, maybe he won't. All the other usual suspects, Kamala Harris, Snooze, Beto, Big Snooze, Amy Klobuchar, Cory Booker, Snooze, Mayor Pete, I love, Bernie is always, well, it's the first time we're going to see Bernie,
so
really,
Bernie,
since
his surgery.
If
you look at the polling, Victoria, there's a new poll suggesting that Bernie's heart attack may have harmed his chances to win the nomination because
Trump
that
does.
The age,
you know,
discussion.
Yeah, the age thing comes up. But also, when Hillary had the flu and Trump made it sound like she had some brain tumor or something when she stumbled, it's not going to look good for Bernie if he had the nomination, had to go up against Trump, because Trump's just going to say, oh, I'm in perfect health and you're not, and, you know. So, yes, I do think that the health factor is harmful to Bernie. Other than that, we also have Andrew Yang, who, you know, every debate that he's been at, which is all the major ones so far, he's really become someone that people kind of like, and he does better and better in each poll after the debate. So now with Tom Steyer kind of taking up some of the oxygen in the room, we'll see if Andrew Yang can kind of hold his own.
I still think Hillary's thinking about it, frankly. She's been more visible in the last few weeks. She yesterday was talking about Meghan Markle and how she's been mistreated by the news media.
She has.
She has. And there is a racist quotient.
Yeah.
She's partially black, and the piggery that goes on. And the British tabloids are worse than anything here.
Absolutely.
And that's saying something.
They're vicious.
When you really get right down to it.
Yeah.
It really
is. Do you think
is,
Hillary would take, like, a VP nomination from someone as a running mate?
I don't know. I mean, that's a question. Who knows the answer to it?
Hmm.
Her ego being what it is, maybe not, but it might be
I
an interesting
done.
Combo.
I really do.
Well, she
unless she wants an appointed position, like an ambassadorship or something like that.
Be Secretary of State again. She has that's
no
a,
one
that's
else
a,
has ever done that, right?
A grind.
Has anyone else ever done
about
that?
Twice. No.
Come back in a different administration.
Bill Clinton. You remember when Al Gore was running in 2000 against George Bush? There was serious consideration given to having Bill Clinton be the vice president.
Really?
Just to flip it. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a serious, and he gave it a lot of thought. Before he said no. And I think the only reason he said no is because somebody offered him a lot of money to do something. And I'm trying to remember what it was. This is 20 years ago, or close to 20 years ago. But I do remember that there was a very serious, I remember for a month or so, back and forth it went, should they just flip positions? But they weren't getting along well. At the end of the
administration, didn't they not like each other in the end?
They don't like each other. They don't speak. They haven't spoken for years. No, they didn't. They got into a brouhaha. And
George W. and Dick Cheney, I think he's got total animosity for Cheney.
Oh, he just hates him because he did, you know, he screwed him over. Bush wasn't smart enough to see fast enough what Cheney was doing. And Rumsfeld, the two of them together.
Oh.
A couple of poison. Anyway, speaking of that, This is the football season. I'm going to an Ohio State game next month, and I'm doing it just because a friend of mine asked me to do it, and I really like the guy. So we're going to go out for a day and a night. But I talk all the time on the air about how I find the focus, we all do, on football and colleges and athletics and athletes in general. There is another example of this fellow named Connor Bruce Kroll, 19-year-old Alabama freshman, under arrest today, accused of calling in a threat to the stadium over the weekend, the Alabama game versus the Florida Gators. The threat has not been disclosed yet, the nature of it, but if the allegations are true, this is a diehard fan that went to extreme measures to disrupt the game between the two rivals. And that's all it was. Somebody who's that focused on football to ruin the game, call in a threat, and have the stadium emptied out. Yeah, who does that? And has,
I don't know.
Exactly. It's a kind of a screwed up message, to be sure. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about something that's very important to women, I suppose men as well. This is, I'm going to let, already you can tell by me, I don't really know how to approach this subject matter but it should be approached with, you know, just sort of a straightforward.
Just don't think too hard about it. Just approach it as you would any other subject.
All right, so that'll get people intrigued. Want a brighter, whiter smile? This is intriguing as well. If you're having a glass of tea, well, some people drink tea out of a glass, red wine, and then coffee, or maybe you smoke. You haven't got the white teeth that you used to, and you've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. The whitening strip takes 30, 40 minutes to do. The trays, the gels that are just awfully messy, and they leave a horrible taste in your mouth. So, how about we get away from that and get to the 5-minute solution, the 5-minute solution to a brighter, whiter smile. It's a product called Power Swabs. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes. Nothing messy about this. Power Swabs, clinically studied, uses an all-natural patented tooth detergent developed by a dentist for his clients, for his patients. He sold it to other doctors, and then he thought to himself, why don't I just sell it on the market? So he did. And there's a little tube that comes. You snap it open, you swab your teeth, and you smile away. The coffee, the tea, the smoking stains will start to disappear, a couple of shades each time you use it, and it extracts those stains from the enamel. It doesn't eat away at the enamel. That's the unique thing about it. So if you want to try this for the all-natural approach, for the best way for you to get rid of the stains on your teeth, whether it's the regular teeth that you have, your natural teeth or caps, veneers, whatever, try Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797 now. Tell them you heard about it on the DJV program. You'll get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. Again, the number is 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, DJV code, 50% off. White teeth, guaranteed. 800, the safe way too, 800-208-1797.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Nadia Okamoto grew up in Portland, Oregon. She's 21 years old, student at Harvard University, and founder of an organization called Period, P-E-R-I-O-D, period.org. This group that she founded when she was 16 is now the largest youth-run non-governmental organization in women's health, one of the fastest-growing ones here in the United States. Period. This was because this week is National Period Week, National Period Day. The information that is, I guess, almost overwhelming, ladies, when you get right down to it, the fact that 1 in 4 women struggle to be able to afford the products they need as they go through the period. So this is the first ever National Period Day. A lot of people, activists around the country, Or I guess, is it tomorrow? Maybe it's, I guess it's tomorrow. At any rate, I mean, I think we ought to have this information no matter what the day is. Nadia Okamoto, welcome to the DJV program. How and why are you the face and the voice of this?
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I don't think I ever intended to set out and become the face of any sort of period activist movement. Like, I definitely didn't dream of being a period activist, but I think I was really pulled into the movement when I was 16 after I heard the stories of homeless women using toilet paper and socks and brown paper grocery bags and cardboard to take care of their periods. And I heard these stories from homeless women directly at a time when my family was experiencing living without a home of our own ourselves. And so it was something that I was constantly thinking about, like, privilege as a spectrum and where we sit on that privilege. And I think that hearing the stories of period poverty ignited this curiosity within me that I had never felt before, because I myself had never thought about period poverty before.
So there are going to be rallies around the country in the next day or so. The effort is going to end up with what? What's the desired goal here other than education?
Yeah, so on October 19th, this Saturday, we're hosting the first ever National Period Day with Seventh Generation, our corporate sponsor on this. And on that one day, we're hosting rallies in all 50 states and a few major cities. And the goal is really to basically create that cultural change, showing that this menstrual movement is a real movement that is here demanding action around freely accessible period products in schools, shelters, and prisons, and to take down the tampon tax that still exists in 35 U.S. states today. So still today, there are states that have a sales tax on period products, considering them luxury items. Meanwhile, products like Rogaine and Viagra are considered essential goods. So what we're really trying to do is show that menstrual hygiene is not a privilege or a luxury, but menstrual hygiene should be treated as a right.
For me, that's
good
the real
you, Nadia,
issue here. How in the world this has, other than, you know, you get into the trite but true argument about men being in charge and not thinking this is important. I don't get it myself, frankly. And I find my daughter and I have had these conversations over the years. Although for some maybe a little uncomfortable to talk about it, when you get to the nitty-gritty of the issue as you just presented it, it takes on a different face, I think. It takes on a different import.
Well, it also points out how ridiculous it is that Rogaine for a man's ego is covered. It is not taxed, and yet buying tampons is taxed in 35 states. That's just ludicrous.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a big part of what we're trying to do, is just destigmatize menstruation so we can have these conversations, right? Like, I think that so many people come to us and just think, oh, this is just a women's issue or something for people with periods to talk about. What we try to do is frame period poverty and period stigma in the context of gender equality, right? Like, achieving this is a key to achieving gender equality. And the reality is that still the majority of governmental positions are held by men who don't get their periods. And we need them to be comfortable talking about periods so we can debunk myths like menstrual hygiene being a luxury. And, we can fight for access to be equitable for period products.
I think I have, as a man who does go through cycles, they're not physical, but I think men and women have 28-day cycles that show up in different ways. I think men absolutely have different points. They work on a cycle, but it's not a physical cycle. This is something that's important for men and women to understand. So if you go to nationalperiodday.com, get more information. That's nationalperiodday.com. Thank you, Nadia Okamoto, here on the DJV program at 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance?
You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. The job shows you love that be your way.
I love the clapping and the theme from Friends, don't you? Kind of fun. Right? Anyway, the reason we're playing, Chucker's not here today, so Victoria and Karen and I will take the attention that is focused on some of these stories and make them our own. Jennifer Aniston, talking about a Friends movie, she says, no, 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 no. I don't think she said it just like that, but with all of the TV shows that are spawning movies, Downton Abbey being the most recent example of that, a lot of good TV shows have jumped to the big screen, and a lot of fans of Friends have been hoping for a movie, but Jennifer Aniston says no. She played Rachel Green, right, throughout the 10 seasons. She says no reboot, no, no, no. She was interviewed in Variety. She revealed that although there is interest in a movie, producers won't allow it. Our producers don't want it. They wouldn't let us do it. Look, it's not been without it. We are desire, apparently. See, this is what you hear, some of these stories about they didn't want to do it. No, it's not them. The fans have wanted it, would have loved to do it. All of the people involved would have loved to have done it. We could have redesigned it for a couple of episodes, but maybe it's better this way. We'll never know. She said she was surprised that fans are watching reruns of the show on Netflix. Hell, she's still getting checks for like $20 million a year that these people get. That's how much money is involved in this. And the woman who created, the woman who's my, now, how do you, what is it, mother, what's, how would she be related? The mother of the bride is what to me?
Well, nothing. She's your in-law. Could just say she's your in-law.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, she was involved in this show and other shows like this. And but the people who really came up with the idea, the co-creators, have said that they worry about the reboot, a movie, ruining the show's legacy. which translated means it would slow down the amount of money they were being paid on an annualized basis.
I kind of get that. I kind of understand what she's saying, though, because
yeah, I do too.
That means for 20 years, all those characters would have just been suspended in time. You know, because realistically, they would have kids probably by now. Some of them would. You know, it just, I kind of get it. I don't know that we need a Friends movie. I think maybe if they had done, like, a live read, you know, how a lot of the old shows are being redone for one episode. If they did that, I think that would be really cool.
Yeah. She also, in this interview, makes reference to some of the superheroes. She doesn't like Marvel movies. She said that she paid the price for saying Marvel is diminishing what's coming out of Hollywood. She suggested that the superhero movies are degrading cinema. I agree with her 100%. It's crap. It's garbage.
Oh,
have I
God,
seen a
you
couple?
You haven't seen, like, any of them.
Well, I saw the
it is
one,
good,
the Black
but I'm
Girl
in the
Panther.
Middle of this
that was
one.
Good. But
yeah,
go
like,
ahead.
Some of them are good, but I also agree with her that I think it has taken the budgets away from what would have been maybe some comedies or some dramas. And yes.
Yeah.
So I do agree with her. I also do like the superhero movies. I think they're really cool and well done, but they have sucked all of the budget. And so, you know, it's rare when a Downton Abbey comes along. Or remember the movie last year with Jane Fonda and everybody else was in it, Book Club? That was made on a shoestring budget and ended up making like $80 million or something. That's rare, but it was a good story and people responded to it.
I remember we've talked a lot about this. I love going to the movies, and in the late fall and through the wintertime when I'm in Los Angeles, I spend a lot of time at the movies. I just find it, stimulating, and I go to the couple of art house movies in Santa Monica movie theaters that I go and see. Some of these stories. I remember seeing story Robert Redford with The Old Man and the Gun last year. It didn't play in the big theaters. It was a fabulous story. And it had great stars in it. And so I want to know why that stuff. And but you've seen, I was talking the other day about the movie Judy that Renee Zellweger is in. That's a very well done movie. It didn't cost a lot to make. And the movie theater that I saw it in was full, even though it hasn't done that well at the box office. But it still
it just
was
has
a
such a
great
sort of a niche
story.
Appeal. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a great story.
Yeah.
Frankly, and it tells well in that venue. So, you know, there's more of that stuff around. You'd like to think that, and Aniston says it well. I think I agree with her 100%. You just said the same thing, Victoria. The older generation of films still, it seems to me, have a lot of merit, but where are they is the question that Jennifer Aniston is asking. I guess we are as well. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.